But if you want a funny story, I'll give you one.
Yes, please.
Well, the goods train always used to go out of Mount Pleasant at a certain time. And we lived down by the old S Bend with the railway, and we had land both sides. And I always made sure that I had the milking cows up before the goods train came out. Well, the road was so close, you could just about shake hands with the driver of the in the engine. Anyway, this day, got all the cows out, round the corner, coming up right, and the cows, if you know anything about dairy cows, they walked in a line, one after the other. And we had the leader was a very, very flighty cow. And my God, the train came early. And they always used to let off steam just right before the cutting, right next to the line. And they did it. And all the cattle, my whole dairy herd turned and went back towards the crossing. The engine driver saw it, jammed on the skids. The train stopped right across the crossing of the main road. He got out. Did I hit any? Luckily he didn't. But that's, I can still see that happen.
Talking about that crossing, Gordon and Greg had the dairy farm, you know, next door to you.
Yes.
And a bloke called in. Gordon was picking up his cans. He used to always had your cans on the side of the road. And Gordon was picking up the cans, and a fella pulled up in the car and he said, "Mount Pleasant, where is it?" And Gordon said, "Straight on up the road." So he straight on up the road he went, but he didn't allow for the bend where the train went straight through and bang straight through. Well, Gordon said, "I said straight on up the road, but I didn't sort of say should have a little S bend as well."
Yeah.
I remember he came into the town and said, "You've got to be careful when you tell a fella to go straight up the road."
But I can remember we were outside having a cup of tea. It was pretty well Christmas Eve. And the linesman must have stopped at the Birdwood Hotel before coming back to Mount Pleasant. All of a sudden there's a noise. And there's a flames. We got a bushfire down on the corner down there. They'd run straight off the road, the linesman, and started this jolly fire.
Yeah, I remember it went right through your property.
Yeah, that's another one, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
52, wasn't it?
59 we got burnt out.
Yeah, 59.
Was it a bad fire? 59?
59. Oh, not the worst one.
No?
It hurt us. Hurt us badly and started.
Straight through.
Yeah. The pipeline.
Wiped you fellas.
The pipeline more or less stopped it. There was a bit of a break there. Around both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped it.
So you said it wasn't the worst fire that there's been?
I think the worst fire was the
26 that burned out the
burned
district.
Burned out the whole district.
Yeah, none of us remember it. No. But yeah.
Back of the town was on fire. I remember my father, he was still at Eden Valley then, and they came through, and the back of the Bank of Adelaide was on fire. I remember talking about that.
Took the
wreck. The culverts in those days, like you were talking about your pipeline culverts, were timber. Mm. Of course, they went to go home and it all caught alight and burned out. And they had to find their way around the culverts and all burned out and fallen in.
This fire started somewhere around at Pusey Vale or somewhere, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Mm. Well,
it did.
Yeah.
And it took the Anglican rectory
out completely,
and a lot of the church records went with it.
Yeah, because it
up to 1926.
Yeah.
So anything that's
and then it just kept going.
It's not recorded prior to that. We haven't got anything prior.
quoted 1926.
He's the curator of the cemetery.
Anything that's left up in the cemetery was there when the fire went through, it's okay. But if it was wooden,